Well, we're in the home stretch now. We're going to welcome a panel on agency deference, federal and Texas developments. The first member we have is Christopher Monson. He has served as Chief Administrative Law Judge for the State Office of Administrative Hearings since April 2019. Prior to his appointment, Monson served as Assistant Solicitor General in the Office of Attorney General of Texas, where he spent 15 years working as an expert in Texas administrative practice and procedure. He is board certified in civil appellate law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Monson received his Bachelor of Arts from Balbash College and his law degree from the University of Texas School of Law. We also have with us David Brown. Mr. Brown served as lead counsel for individuals, businesses, nonprofits, and industry groups in matters before Texas judges and juries, arbitrators, and federal and state agencies, including the Texas Department of Insurance, the Texas Department of Transportation, ERCOT, the Public Utility Commission, the Texas Medical Board, the Texas Appraisal Licensing and Certification Board, the Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners, the State Office of Administrative Hearings, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and administrative law judges in other forums. Mr. Brown earned his undergrad and his law degree from SMU. Here's your clicker.
Thank you.
The final member of our panel is Linda Secord. Linda is board certified in administrative law since 1989 and was an assistant attorney general from 1983 to 2022. She is now a solo practitioner, indulging her decades-long interest in Texas administrative law. A 1974 graduate of Duke University and a 1982 graduate of the University of Texas School of Law, she is a frequent speaker on administrative law and a master emeritus of the Robert W. Calvert American Inn of Court. Please welcome our panel.
All right, so I'm told that one of our big reveals has already been preempted by the judicial panel, so I guess we can all go home, right? But we want to acknowledge from the outset that we know that Chevron's never been the rule in Texas. Here's what I want to ask. Why were we all so worked up about a case about a narrow issue of statutory construction and a very technical set of rules, which we can, in fact will, lay out in their 9 steps of analytical glory here in a few seconds? Think about that. I want you to think, I think the real key question to ask as we talk about this is, who's mourning Chevron? And who, why? Because I think this is one of those topics that goes at the intersection of politics and law, and it really reveals a lot. In some ways, Loeb or Bright, the case overruling Chevron, is a Rorschach test for folks. And so, you know, if you think about administrative law as one of those old maps from the 16th century, we're now just, there's the middle part of the ocean where it says, here be monsters. And that's kind of what we're dealing with, is thinking about that open space, because we've got to go and sail our leaky wooden ships into it. And so we wanted to kind of talk through a little bit of the surrounding issues, because I think that's what's really interesting, before we get to kind of brass tacks. So we're going to talk a little bit about constitutional structure and the separation of powers, and kind of the jurisprudential background and the kind of underlying issues that are intersecting on Loeb or Bright. We talk a little bit about Chevron and Loeb or Bright themselves, and then give some hints, trips, and I hear that people at CLEs like hints, tips, and tricks. I may have gotten a few speaking comments to that effect. So we are gonna have some tips, hints, and tricks for where we think that y'all should be looking in the next couple of years as we talk about some of these issues. And so it has fallen to me to start with kind of the constitutional background. It's totally going to surprise all of you that that's what I'm talking about.